Tiernan Lynch, how would you assess your team's performance there this evening?
Disappointing evening for us. Obviously, I don't think we done the things that we'd been working on all week. So probably frustrated in ourselves that we didn't implement the things, as I say, that we'd put so much effort and time into all week. But it's one of those things now. We got to dust ourselves off and we got to go again.
What were the things you wanted to implement that didn't happen tonight?
I think we needed to be better on the ball. We needed to be better off the ball. And how we were getting after Rovers and also then in possession, we needed to do better, and unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it seemed that Rovers were more intense from the off. Were you maybe a little bit disappointed with your, I suppose, the application from your players tonight?
No, I never questioned my players' application. It's just, as I say, it was a night that we needed to do more and we didn't. And ultimately that ended in a defeat.
We saw Josh Thomas giving Pico Lopez a really hard time in the President's Cup. That didn't happen tonight. Could you give any maybe explanations as to maybe why that was different?
Listen, I'm just off after you and just watching. I need to now go and watch the game back and look at the things that we could have done differently. As I say, we're disappointed in there. There's lots of things that we could have done better and should have done better, but it wasn't to be, so we got to move on from it.
You're probably frustrated with the concession of the penalty as well at the stage that it did come.
My first view was that it was a penalty. It looked like that there was contact there. I don't think it was an intentional thing. I think it was a collision more than anything, but I think it probably left the referee with no choice.
Do you think psychologically it was a defeat maybe that, I suppose, coming into the season, Derry City looked at as title contenders, that this was a chance for your team to maybe lay down a marker and that you haven't taken that chance?
I think it's five games in, and I think there's a lot of football still to play. There's a lot of players we got to still get into the team and get fit. Obviously, with players missing at the moment. So I think, listen, there's a lot of work to be done. Tonight was disappointing, but we move on from it.
Yeah, you probably really could have done with some of your injured players. Like, I think you're one man short on the bench, so would you be hopeful the likes of Kyle Winchester? What's the story with these fellas? Darren Markey as well. Will they be back in the reckoning for next week?
Next week I'm not sure about yet. We'll probably know better as the week goes on. But there's definitely, obviously, Carl Winchester's taken back, Darren Markey's taken back, Brian Maher's taken back, Cameron Dummigan's taken back, Brandon Fleming's taken back. Then we also we need to get Dippo, probably 90 minutes under his belt. They get Ray Cotter 90 minutes under his belt. So there's a lot of work to be done, and we're fully aware of that. So it's important that we're not too critical of our players at this stage. As we keep saying, we've brought 12 new players in. We've still a huge amount of work to do to try and get this right. So that's where we're at.
And we should mention Ed Beach pulled off a couple of great saves there tonight. That'll do his confidence the world of good.
Yeah, I thought Ed was superb, especially first half. And as you say, that'll stand by him.
Shelburne next week, another tough game, but would you be glad to take them back to the Banyuel next Friday?
Listen, they're all tough games in this league, and we got to try and look at tonight and what went wrong tonight before we start looking at Shelburne and next week.
Thanks, Darren.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.